Stephen Sizer. I'm the vicar of Virginia Water in Surrey. That's a Church of England church in Surrey. And I'm involved in a campaign for the Interfaith Group for Morally Responsible Investment. It brings Muslims, Jews and Christians together, calling for a peaceful end to the illegal Israeli occupation of Palestine. And our campaign is to target Western companies that are profiting from the occupation of Palestine. Companies such as Motorola, Caterpillar, ITT, and others that are supplying products or services or equipment to the settlers, to the Israeli military, which are being used to destroy Palestinian homes and schools and roads, or are funding the settlement program, or are being used to build the illegal separation wall. So we're working with organizations such as War on Want and many other organizations in Britain working together to raise the public attention to these issues and asking churches, trade unions, mosques, if they have investments or they have funds to move them out of these companies that Israel is using to continue its illegal occupation and invest in responsible companies that are helping to rebuild Palestine.
Could you explain more about one specific company which is supporting the Israeli regime?
Yes, Caterpillar is the largest manufacturer of construction equipment in the world. And Caterpillar has 93,000 employees around the world. Their annual turnover is $40 billion. Now, Caterpillar is widely known worldwide for bright yellow bulldozers. I remember having a toy when I was a child. But unfortunately, Caterpillar also manufacture military-grade bulldozers. And the bulldozers known as the D9 and the D10 are 53 tons, the size of a double-decker bus. The blade on the front is 8 feet high, and Israel has 100 of these machines, and they are the principal weapon Israel is using in Gaza and the occupied territories in southern Lebanon for destroying homes, destroying the civilian infrastructure, and building the wall and building the settlements. And so we are challenging Caterpillar over their involvement in illegal activities and war crimes. Because in Jenin, for example, in 2004, Israel used these bulldozers to kill people who were trapped inside their homes. And so these machines have been used for war crimes. And we as civilian society should not be profiting from investments in these companies. These bulldozers are given to Israel by the Israeli government through their military aid program. So these are armored bulldozers with small windows, with machine gun turrets added, with grenade launchers, tear gas canister launchers. And recently, when Israel re-entered Gaza, it was the bulldozers leading the convoy of tanks before the soldiers So they use these machines to create a path for the tanks. So these are serious weapons, and we just feel that we shouldn't be investing in a company that is committing illegal acts in Palestine.
The children of the Oda family in Gaza have grown used to the sound of bulldozers. But this is the moment they've feared for months. Numerous houses have been destroyed in their neighborhood, but the family's been staying on in their home in the hope they won't lose it. The parents have tried to keep up the spirits of the children for weeks, virtually imprisoned in their own home. But with a bulldozer right outside the house, the father, Mahmoud, is unable to keep his composure in front of the family. The outer family's house is spared this time, but more than 10,000 people in the Gaza Strip have not been as lucky. Since the beginning of the Intifada, more than 1,000 homes have been destroyed.
The effect of these bulldozers on homes in Palestine and in Gaza. I've seen the way these machines are being used against civilian populations in Palestine, as have many human rights organizations. The United Nations has condemned Caterpillar for the use of these machines, and Human Rights Watch, Jewish Voice for Peace, the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, they've all published reports exposing the way these machines are being used. Sold any machines for 4 years, therefore we are not responsible. But we argue that they are supplying the spare parts and the equipment to service these machines, and therefore they continue to be complicit in the way the Israeli military is using them.
Yeah.
just give you a quote from one of the drivers of one of these machines. His name is Moshe Nissim, and he was driving the bulldozer in May 2002 in Jenin. And he said this, and he said this in an Israeli newspaper: "I had no mercy for anybody. I would erase anyone with a D9. When I was told to bring down a house, I took the opportunity to bring down some more houses. They were warned by loudspeaker to get out of the house before I came, but I gave no one a chance. I didn't wait. I didn't give one blow and wait for them to come out. I would just ram the house with full power to bring it down as fast as possible." And the Israeli newspaper said that this particular bulldozer unit was cited for outstanding service in that operation in Jenin, when many, many people were killed inside their homes because these bulldozers simply flattened the houses in that refugee camp. Bulldozers have also been used in Gaza in 2004 in the systematic destruction of many homes. But in America, the court case going through the courts at the moment, the law case, revolves around Rachel Corrie, this young American lady working with the International Solidarity Movement, was killed by a Caterpillar bulldozer in 2003. She was seeking to protect the home of a doctor in Gaza, which was about to be demolished, and the bulldozer ran over her twice, and she was killed, and her family are now taking Caterpillar to court in America because their machine was used in her murder. As a minister of the Church of England, we have encouraged a debate within our churches who have savings, who have investments, and that we are challenging churches to ensure that their savings, their investments, are not invested in these companies. In February, earlier this year, we took this discussion to the General Synod of the Church of England, and the General Synod of the Church of England agreed with us that the Church of England should withdraw its assets, around £2 million, from Caterpillar because of the grounds that we gave them. Jewish lobby in England is very strong, and they protested against the decision of the General Synod. And we are now in a situation where those responsible for our assets, who have responsibility for investing our funds, are still of the view that they will not withdraw our money. And so there is an internal debate within the Church of England at the moment between our General Synod, which has said we must divest, and our civil servants, who have said no, they won't. So we are involved in a debate, and we are seeking to move the church to a more ethical position in our investments. Churches in America have said that they want to divest from Caterpillar and Motorola and other companies. The problem is it takes a lot of time and effort to get movement on this, and it's very discouraging because the Zionist lobbies have been working really hard to get us to change or get churches to move away from this decision. But in South Africa, the end of the apartheid movement came about because of these very actions. Boycotts, sanctions, and divestment was the means by which apartheid was brought to an end in South Africa. It wasn't through war or civil war or external war. It was civil society refusing to buy products from white South African companies or international companies like Barclays Bank that was making money out of exploiting black people. So our Zionist friends know that if we win on Caterpillar, it will be Motorola next, then it will be ITT, then it will be someone else, and it will be like a snowball. And so they are resisting our campaign because they know if we win, we will continue to win. So we will not give up on this because we care very much for the church in Palestine and our Muslim friends in Palestine. We want to see a secure, sovereign Palestinian state. And we are just very angry that Western companies are involved in making it worse for the Palestinians.